I was next to the general cemetery in Port-au-Prince. And I heard people start running. And of course, we have to scare because we don't really know what's happening. But we trying to like see the vibe with the ground. Something fell on my knees, but I'm okay. I'm going to try to like get home as soon as I can.
Danielle was able to make his way home immediately after the quake. He and his mom have adjoining homes just outside Port-au-Prince. The family home had collapsed, but Danielle's was still standing. His oldest daughter was missing, although she was later located unharmed. Other family members were okay, but distraught.
So many people die on just go away to try to like save themselves, and they just run to somebody's house, and that person's house just seven people.
He says things continue to be extremely dangerous for everyone. With aftershocks measuring as high as 6.1 on the Richter scale, the threat of more damage and lives lost is constant. He says people are traumatized, including his younger daughter. She can't be left alone now.
The vibration never go away. It's still in Haiti. So my daughter is now, the little one is 4 years old, very sick because anytime he heard people make some noise and she trying to run, make her just like afraid, just scared, like the same thing still gonna happen. So she trying to like run. So I have to be next to her all the time to keep her on me and to make sure she's not gonna run and leave us and go away.
Like tens of thousands of others, the family has been sleeping out on the street near cadavers that have yet to be burned.
And it's not really easy to just walk on the street if you don't have anything to do on the street, because the street right now is very dirty. It smells bad because so many cadavers still on the street. Some of them, the government said they can burn the cadavers because they don't have so many people to just take them. So they said if you got a cadaver on the ground, you take it out. If you find some way that you can burn the cadavers, just do it.
Danielle says people are thirsty and hungry and in dire need of medical attention. When we asked Danielle how people around him are surviving, he told a story of cooperation and hope.
People, they share if they got like water, if they got food. We try to like cooperate, make a team, cook for all people together and share. If we got food, we just share it together until that the government or people who can send stuff to other people and to give us.
That was Danielle Breville in Port-au-Prince.